This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
A Muslim man, the companion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, during the Battle of Badr was pursuing an enemy combatant. He suddenly heard the sound of a whip above him and the voice of a rider saying, "Aqdim Hayzum, go forward, Hayzum." And when he looked at the combatant in front of him, he noticed that he had fallen by himself and he'd sustained fatal injuries to his face. He related this to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he explained and he said to him, "Sadaqta dhalika min madari as-sama'i thalitha." You've spoken the truth. That was help from the third heaven. That was an angel that had supported you, and Hayzum was the name of the animal he was riding. Subhanallah. What is the role of the angels when they descend during battle? Fighting alongside the believers is the answer that most will give. That's true, as demonstrated in the story you just heard. But there is another purpose that they serve. A purpose that is, according to the Quran, arguably even more central than supporting the believers in combat. And that is to support the heart of the believers by instilling peace and steadfastness during a moment of tragedy. How do we know this? Reflect with me back on the Battle of Badr, where you're going to find some very interesting numbers. The pagans were 1,000 strong, and to support the believers, 1,000 angels descended. Yet the believers were anxious, they were unprepared for this unexpected war, so they were promised an increase to 3,000, and then an additional 2,000 angels, totaling 5,000 angelic participants. So this begs the question, if the sole role of these angels was to fight alongside the Muslims, what was the need for 5,000 of them? After all, just one angel was enough to devastate the entire city of Lut for its deeds. So clearly, therefore, the angels' role transcends mere physical warfare. They were there primarily to instill a sense of calm and steadfastness in the hearts of the believers. That is a role that is more significant than combat itself. Allah said, "إِذْ يُوحِي رَبُّكَ إِلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَنِّي مَعَكُمْ فَثَبِّتُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا." Remember when your Lord inspired to the angels, saying to them, "I am with you, so strengthen those who have believed." Give them tathbeet, strengthen them. So Allah's primary instruction to the angels, before anything else, is to strengthen the hearts of the believers. So it's very simple. Whenever you see believers behaving in a calm, collected, and steadfast way during times where people usually erupt in grief or rage, then know very well that an angel is present on the ground and is by their side. This is precisely what we have seen in Palestine over and over again. Each and every one of us have read messages or heard voice notes or watched videos of people who demonstrated bewildering expressions of acceptance of Allah's decree. Composure, praise of Allah, at the very minute of losing their children or homes, despite their human tears and immense heartache, their words were clear. "We are pleased with Allah. We are satisfied with His decrees. This is our land, and our iman is in a safe place, and Al-Aqsa is deserving of more." La ilaha illallah. How do you explain this? Other than to say, this is the unseen support at work. The strength that defies human limitations. You can't see it. But at that second, the angel is there. And if you're still unsure of just how remarkable a miracle it is to be steadfast at that moment, as we saw in Palestine, then I ask you one simple question. Is it not that you know people who've lost their iman because of far lesser tragedies in life? Is it not that you know people who lost, say, an investment and stopped praying? Or those who experienced a divorce and then the hijab came off and went on a wild one? Or those who lost a few subscribers and started reeling Islamically? Whereas here, we saw and continue to see Muslims, Palestinians and others who are paying the ultimate price, yet somehow they display a strength that goes beyond the normal levels of human endurance and beyond human understanding, meeting trauma with acceptance, loss with praise of Allah, and death with growth of Iman. And it was only until I saw how those Palestinians behaved and the words they uttered in the immediate aftermath of tragedy that I understood for the first time the ayah, Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin. Indeed, Allah is with the patient ones. I used just to read it. Allah is with the patient ones. Then I realized He is with them with His aid at that moment, with His support, with His heavenly composure and His angelic servants, enabling them to react in such ways and earn such a high status both with Allah and the people. Allah was with them because they were patient. So, whenever you witness someone facing adversity with unexplainable calmness, and that person could be you, remember this. This is your sign of that unseen support. The role of angels is not just as warriors, but as bearers of peace and strength to the heart of believers. So yes, angels are involved in Palestine. And yes, you are witness to it. But this is not just a page from the Palestinian book. It's a continuing reality for you. A reminder that in your darkest hour as well, if you are patient, then you are not alone.